It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Each and every Thursday throughout the wrestling season, we've gotten together right here on AM 930 to talk about the high school wrestling scene. Boy, hard to believe that the regular season is now pretty much behind us as we turn our attention to tournament time. We'll talk about that here in the next 20-25 minutes on AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett, as always, great to be with you on a Thursday night as we talk high school wrestling. And as I said, boy, it's hard to believe that we've pretty much put that regular season behind us.
Yeah, it's always a fun point of the season when you kind of, you know, get to see all the wrap-ups of the tournaments and start heading into sectionals. And this is when the nerves start coming, you know, even for me, who I have nothing on the line. I'm just kind of doing my job, but, you know, covering these guys all season, and some of these seniors covering them all their whole careers. This is the time when they, you know, they put everything on the line, and it's always crazy in the postseason because there always seems to be the potential of something weird happening, like a guy maybe does something bad the last week and doesn't make weight, or we've had, I remember Illyria's Armando Torres had like a scratch on his nose and ended up not being able to wrestle during a district tournament. Poor Lorraine kid, Devin Edwards, a few years ago, they had a paperwork mix-up and he couldn't wrestle. So you always worry about stuff like that too this last week, because now it's for keeps. You know, you can't make any mistakes or your season will be over.
And you and I were talking for the video that we do for WEOL.com and the Chronicles Facebook page and the like, that obviously, just like in other sports, man, that intensity level, that energy level, it really ratchets up come tournament time.
Yeah, because you're basically condensing a whole season here into just a couple weeks. It's back to 0-0. You're starting fresh and everything's on the line now. I mean, they do have double elimination, so you can take a loss and still wrestle back through the consolation bracket and find a spot. But, the pressure is already hard enough going in. You don't want to do that. So it's really, it's high level. It's a lot of anxiety and stress for those competing, for those watching. And that's what makes the sport so good.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, coming up in our next segment, we'll have a quick look back at last week's Southwestern Conference tournament. If you've seen the video, Midview won that. And, of course, Sean had it well covered in the Chronicle-Telegram. But we'll take a look back at that. And then coming up in the following segment, our third segment tonight, we'll take a look at that tournament action that's about to get underway as far as wrestling is concerned. So a busy show ahead. Stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, each and every Thursday night, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. On your phone, download that WEOL mobile app. And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's the Thursday night edition of our Wrestling Recap Show. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Boy, you talk about wrestling that gets covered in your local newspaper. Sean Bennett heads up that coverage for the CT. Great to have him with us each and every Thursday night on AM 930 WEOL. And Sean is also a very alert co-host on this Thursday night program. Sean, usually during that opening segment, I plug who our guest is going to be. I forgot to do that during our opening segment. Scott Peepers from Avon Lake is going to join us, not this segment, but the next segment on the show.
Yeah, and obviously it would be good to talk to him because his team, as if you did listen to the video, had a really nice performance, a good kind of breakthrough performance, really, because Avon Lake has not been making a lot of noise over the last few years, but they've been gaining steam. Those who have kept their eyes on them see that the progress has been there. They've been improving, and they're still young, but yeah, man, they really made a nice statement there at the SWC tournament.
So again, we'll talk to Coach Peepers in the next segment of the show. Thanks for bringing that to my attention that I forgot to talk about that during our opening segment. But what we do during our second segment of the show, well, we always kind of take a quick look back at action on the mats last weekend, and for the most part, as we covered during the video, really the only action on the mats last weekend was that Southwestern Conference tournament over at Lakewood High School. But hey, hats off, tip of the cap, as we do in the video, to the Midview Middies, man. They won that conference tournament. Great job by head coach Sean Bristow and the entire Midview wrestling program.
Yeah, and it's been a kind of a long time coming. They've been the same. They're pretty much done what Avon Lakewood did. They came from moderate roots and kind of had a young team, and they just kind of built them up, and it's really paying off this year. I kind of called it last year. I thought, oh, Midview really had a good shot, and they did last year, and thought they might have a chance of winning the title, and just couldn't kind of contain Olmsted Falls. And then Olmsted Falls graduated about three really, really tough seniors last year, and Midview kind of leaped over as far as being the preseason a little bit stronger preseason favorite, and even that still didn't guarantee anything, because heads up, Olmsted Falls rallied in their dual meet when they wrestled each other. Midview had a nice lead on them. It looked like Midview was going to finally have that statement win. Olmsted Falls rallied and basically took them out of it. So yeah, it was kind of a nice race. Midview kind of comes away with three champs. Was nice. We had three Lorain County teams with three champs. Midview, Avon Lake, and Amherst all had three champs. Avon had a champ. So they kind of spread the wealth as far as Lorain County at the SWC tournament went.
John, when you talk about the premier programs in Lorain County, really, Northeast Ohio, across the state, you talk about those kids getting involved at the younger level, the real little kids that start wrestling, and then they're ready to go when they get to the high school program. We've certainly seen that with Elyria and Coach Bennett, or Burnett. When you look at Midview, younger kids wrestling, is that kind of how Sean Bristow has got this thing rolling?
Yeah, exactly. Those guys are all at biddie programs. Every time I talk to a wrestler, when I'm talking to wrestlers, it's usually somebody who's won a conference tournament or is my wrestler of the week, or they've done something special. When I talk to all those kids, almost to a man, they're talking about starting at the biddy level and starting in grade school and improving through middle school and the whole nine yards. And the nice thing is, Lorain County has kind of over the last decade or so has really embraced the share method, the synergy method of coaching. These guys from Midview, Avon Lake, Avon, Amherst, North Ridgeville, all these kids in the county are going to different camps. They're not just learning through their own areas, they do their own youth programs and this and that, but they aren't afraid to go over and, I talked to Trevor Began. He actually goes over in the summer and goes to the open gyms with the Elyria guys and Eric Burnett and them and kind of wrestles with those guys. So he's learned technique from them. They've, benefited from having him in there because he's a high-level wrestler, and that's what they do. They don't really close it off. They basically say, invitation's open. Everybody come over and we'll get it done.
There you go. As you've often said on this show, steel sharpens steel. You wrestle against the best and you're only going to improve. Back to the SWC tournament, of course, congratulations to Midview. But as you mentioned, other schools, Avon Lake, Avon, Amherst, they all had very respectable showings.
Yeah, well, I won't spend much time on Avon Lake because I want to talk about that with Coach Peepers, but just seven finalists, which led everybody. I think everybody else was around four or five at the most, so that was really nice. So we'll get into that with him. But Amherst, Midview, real quick, Andrew Fillion won the championship at 132. Trevor Began won at 182. Seth Frombach at 195. Obviously, Began and Frombach are state-ranked and were expected. Andrew Fillion's a sophomore, so he's really kind of made a statement there as well and got the ball rolling for Midview in that final round. So those guys really obviously stepped up and kind of led the way as far as Midview winning that championship. Avon's Jack Resch at 220, a junior, went in there and beat Jacob Snyder from Midview, and they're both ranked. I think one's ranked ninth and one's ranked 10th. I think Resch is ranked ninth and Snyder's ranked 10th in the state. So that was a nice battle. It was 1-1 with 10 seconds left in the third period, and Resch scored a takedown to win it in the closing seconds. So that was exciting, too. But then Amherst had three champions and probably three of the most exciting matches. Tim Kerrion, who we gave our tip of the cap to in the video, his came in the semifinal against Jihad Salty from Olmsted Falls, a state rank, returning state qualifier, number one seed. Tim Kerrion was the four seed there, and he ends up having this crazy back and forth offensive battle and wins 12-10 in the semifinals. So that was really exciting to see. Matt Lee won against another state rank guy in Max Whitman from Avon Lake and ended up getting the pin, as Matt Lee does. He pretty much pins everybody. It doesn't matter if you're state ranked or whatever come about. I mean, he already pinned a nationally ranked guy from Michigan at the Maumee Bay Classic this year. So he does what he does. He had a real nice tournament as well. And then Xavier Rivers probably had the one of the top finals matches of the whole tournament. Xavier was down 7-0. He said he was being overpowered. He was, his opponent was a little bit too strong for him. And then it starts the third period, and boom, he just went for it, hit a crazy move, put the kid right to his back, and gets the pin down, trailing 7-0, almost getting majored there, and ends up pinning for the championship. So great performance by him. And those three guys helped push Amherst into a fifth place finish. And Avon obviously finished fourth with only one champion, but that's because they got it done on the backside. You know, they had eight placers, they had three other finalists, they had a bunch of guys wrestle for third and fourth. So that's how you get it done in these tournaments.
And I would think before we take the break here, as we talked about last week with Coach Bristow, having that Southwestern Conference tournament right before you get into tournament wrestling, it's got to be beneficial. I mean, it just kind of goes right from one to the next. You don't have that long layoff.
Yeah, you're right. It's just basically like it's kind of like a midseason back-to-back, and you basically are warmed up and ready to go. And you also have a very quick turnaround to look at what you did wrong, so that you've got a week to work on it. So obviously all those SWC schools and Vermilion, who had their Sandusky Bay Conference last Saturday, all get a chance to kind of go right from what they saw from Saturday and go right into it next Saturday.
All right, again, congratulations to Midview, Southwestern Conference champs. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to look ahead to this weekend, and we'll be joined by Scott Peepers, wrestling coach at Avon Lake. So stay with us. It's the Thursday Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back to the Thursday night edition of our weekly wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com or on the WEOL mobile app. However you've dialed in, we do appreciate it. Each and every Thursday night, we talk high school wrestling. And again, our show brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We do this each and every week, although Sean, next week, actually, Matt Douglas will be with you on the show, as I'll be out in Arizona covering Indian spring training baseball. But Matt will step in and do a great job next Thursday night. But great to have you with us on this Thursday evening, and great to have joining us on the phone the head wrestling coach at Avon Lake High School, Scott Peepers. Great to have him on. And Sean, as you said, boy, a great showing for Avon Lake last week in the Southwestern Conference Tournament. I'll let you take it from there, and then we'll get to Coach Peepers.
Yeah, again, I was super impressed with Avon Lake. They pretty much led the bulk of that tournament, and then it was just a kind of matter of numbers. As I said in the video, Avon Lake went in with just, less guys than I kind of Midview and Olmsted Falls, and the guys that Midview and Olmsted Falls had extra were the ones gaining points in those consolation rounds, and that was able to kind of let them pass Avon Lake during the consolation bracket. Avon Lake was unfortunately hurt because they got all their guys in the finals, so they had to kind of sit and watch everybody else just kind of gain points on them. So, Coach, I just kind of want to start with that. Even though, you weren't gaining points in the consolation rounds, it still had to be nice to have pretty much everybody in those finals kind of wrestling for championships last weekend.
Yeah, Sean, really, we were really excited. You're right, we kind of led most of the way. I don't think anybody really expected us to do that. Our coaching staff and I, we felt like we could maybe put six in the finals. It was kind of the first time all year we were healthy. We had everybody in the places we wanted them. So we felt really good about the tournament. Of course, trying to compete with teams like Olmsted Falls and Midview, that's always going to be a task. Really, we have a great conference, great wrestlers in our conference, and just to be in that tournament and how far we've come over these last 4 years was we were very happy, and our boys were very happy, and that's kind of what really matters.
Coach, if you could, talk about your champions. You win it in three weight classes. Talk a little bit about how that unfolded for your team.
You know, we had our 120 out in the groin and our 126 pounder, John Perry. John Perry's a sophomore, and Alec, he won his second championship. He's a junior, and those two were kind of duking it out all season, to be honest, at that 126 spot. And, you know, finally, you know, Alec decided, you know, he was just going to, you know, make a little bit of a cut and go down and strengthen our team at 120 and 126. So I think through that competition, those two boys rose to the occasion for the tournament, just having to wrestle each other every day. So, you know, again, it's John Perry, you know, just as a sophomore, I think people know who he is now. He wasn't in our starting lineup last year, and this year he is. And then our other champ, Will Danninger, you know, at 170. Will was a 182 pounder last year. He always had somebody kind of in front of him, and this year he was the guy. You know, we did get a little older. We've grown up over the last 4 years, and I was just so, he's worked so hard over the last 4 years to try and be a wrestler, and lo and behold, he wins a conference championship. He's kind of come into his own.
Coach, we've kind of talked, you know, off, you know, privately, and I've mentioned it in stories about the kind of resurgence of the Avon Lake program, and I'm sure, you know, 2-3 years ago or whenever it was, when you had all these young kids in the room, you and your coaching staff kind of set out a plan, as most coaching groups do, and had a vision for the future. But a lot of times that doesn't work out. You know, a lot of teams can't get what they expected done. Just seeing the fruition, you know, come about, all this, these guys starting to really step up, and at the time, you know, when you wanted them to do it, it's got to be pretty satisfying as a coach for you.
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, 4 years ago, there was only two kids, returning kids for Avon Lake Wrestling, and so we ended up having to, you know, wrestle 13 freshmen in our starting lineup. You know, consequently, you're going to get hammered when you wrestle teams like Falls. I mean, I think Falls beat us 84-0, you know, their freshman year, and 81-0 their sophomore year. So, you know, to even be mentioned with Falls and Midview is a wonderful thing. We, you know, our plan was to try and get as many alumni that really wanted to, you know, put their foot into our program. That's kind of what the angle I took. You know, I brought in some old wrestlers to coach our youth program, and some alumni for our middle school. And then, you know, and we've kind of went from there, and we have a lot of people buying into our program here in town. And when you get people buying in and want to be a part of something to watch grow and become better, then it becomes fun. And, you know, and everybody has a little bit, you know, this has nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with my coaching staff and our parents and alumni that want to help make our program a little bit better. And we're heading in the right direction. We have a long way to go, but we feel like we're heading in the right direction.
Again, we're talking with Scott Peepers, head wrestling coach over at Avon Lake. Avon Lake finishing third in the Southwestern Conference tournament last weekend, now getting ready for a tournament action on the mats this weekend. And Coach, Sean and I were talking in our previous segment about having that quick turnaround, going from the conference tournament last weekend right into the OHSAA tournament this weekend. Boy, your kids wrestled against great competition last weekend. So is that beneficial now, just to turn around and get right back on the mats this weekend?
You know, we're lucky. We are healthy. we spent a majority of the season unhealthy, whether it be, you know, ankles or wrists or elbows or whatever it was. Unfortunately, like for Midview, hopefully they're going to get healthy. It is tough when you're going back-to-back weeks at tough competition like that. But that's where we're at, and that's what we're going to have to do. And again, you know, our sectional at Westlake is extremely tough. You know, you take our conference and then add St. Ed's and Elyria, and, you know, you're going to have to perform at your best if you want to make it out of that tournament. And that's what we're going to try and go in and do, you know, is just try and make one of those spots and move to the next week.
Coach, I just want to get your thoughts on this, that 1 year kind of experiment where they kind of split these Northeast area teams all over Ohio last year. You guys and I think a couple teams going out, Amherst going out to Oregon Clay, Leary Lorraine getting thrown to, at Toledo Waite, handful of schools staying right here at Westlake. That's obviously over. Everybody's back to Westlake. Your thoughts on last year, the way they did it, and are you happy that it's back with everybody here in one spot?
Well, you know, I have mixed emotions about it, to be honest. I feel like, you know, our sectional is just, it's tough, you know. And I feel like there's going to be some kids, whether it be from our team or other teams that aren't necessarily going to probably make it to districts where I think they should be district qualifiers. Based on, but because there's so many tough teams in ours, some people are going to go home sad. Feel like you know, out at Clay, we were in a little better position to get more guys out last year. I think we got 7 to district last year, but you know, we always want to welcome that competition. You have to. You that's what it's all about. You know, is competing against the best. And frankly, I think our sectional is one of the best in the state. And it is what it is. I don't really have a one way or the other. It is what it is, and we're going to have to step up. And if we want to get out, we're going to have to be on our best.
That's very well said. Coach, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. Again, congratulations on your team's success last week in the SWC, and we wish you nothing but the best this weekend over at Westlake.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, promoting our sport and our kids. And, you know, thanks a lot. And good luck to all those teams next week. It's a big week for everybody. So, and I know we're all going to, you know, go out there and put our best foot forward and try and get every kid we can onto the next phase of our program.
There you go. Coach, again, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
That's Scott Peepers, the wrestling coach over at Avon Lake, as he joins us this week on our Cobos Insurance Center weekly wrestling recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. So, again, Sean, a couple of minutes left. Division One this weekend over at Westlake. Let's go through the other divisions quickly. Over at Bay on Saturday, we've got Division Two. Division Two for Vermilion as well. They will be at Sandusky. And then, of course, Division Three, where they'll be competing at Independence. So here we go.
Yeah, there's plenty of places for people to go see local teams. I'll be at Westlake for Division One, and I highly recommend anybody coming out to watch. It's not a very far drive, and there's going to be some big matchups there. I kind of went through already and did some pre-planning, and a lot of the big matchups are, as expected, between Elyria and St. Edward, because those two teams are two of the best in the division, in the state, in the nation. So at 126, you potentially have a state final matchup between number one rank Bryce Heppner, who's from Avon, from St. Edward's, against number two Mick Burnett, two sophomores, to go crazy there. At 132, you got number one Matt Casimir versus number four Josh Breeding. And I talked to Josh's dad, and he thinks that everything's going to be okay. Remember, he missed that the state duels with that high ankle sprain, but it sounds like Josh is on the mend and probably give it a go this weekend, and so we'll see what that leads to. 152, Farouk Muhammad versus number four, Farouk Muhammad versus number five, Patrick Gallagher. And then at 160, you got number five, Hudson Hightower from St. Edward versus number 14, Jake Evans, the only two freshmen that are state-ranked at that 160-pound weight class. So it's going to be fun.
That's
it's going to
awesome.
Be a lot of fun for fans to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun for the athletes. I highly recommend coming out and getting a last local look at these guys, because if you don't, you're going to be heading out with me to Perrysburg next weekend at the district, or you're going to have to head down to Columbus in 2 weeks at the state to see these guys wrestle.
And anything in the CT before Saturday?
Yeah, we'll have a full preview. We'll have capsules for all the different sectionals, so you can kind of look and see where they are, what's going on, who's involved. We've got a preview, a wrestler preview, wrestler of the week award, and a final stats leaders list. So we'll get our last list of all the what guys did during the regular season.
That'll be Friday.
That'll be in Friday's paper.
All right, tomorrow's CT. There's going to be a lot of information about the wrestling tournaments that get underway this weekend. Man, those are some awesome matchups.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. It always is, too. It's just never disappointing.
All right, so that's going to do it for this week's edition of our Thursday Wrestling Recap, again brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. I'm going to be back with you in about 30 seconds. I've got girls high school basketball tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL North Ridgeville at Avon. But for now, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Wrestling Show. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. Again, thanks to Avon Lakehead coach Scott Peepers for joining us. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it on AM 930 WEOL, maybe on your phone with the app or online at WEOL.com.